Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, my favorite wine reviewer, Mary Zajac, joining me in the studio.
Oh, how nice. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mary. We have a wine from Austria to talk about and a wine from Alsace. Both are whites, one 2011, one 2010. Both are young, and one is actually called young.
Right. Isn't that clever?
It is clever of them. Well, this is a wine from Austria. It was the 2011 Young. That's the name of the wine. The producer was Steininger, and this was an interesting blend. We would expect, if you're in Austria and you're growing white wine, you would expect?
Grüner Veltliner.
And we were not disappointed. 70% of it was Grüner Veltliner, and 20% Sauvignon Blanc, 10% Muscateller. This had grapefruit. It had kind of a softness to it. I thought for the price, $12.99, a bargain.
Right. It wasn't as sharp or as racy as you thought it might be. It actually is soft, as you said, but a lovely little wine. I'm sure the Muscateller gives it some softness.
It was young. I felt young drinking it.
Well, that's important.
There you have it. A 2010 Pinot Blanc from Domaine Les Boches. This was entitled La Cabine. That's the proprietary name of the wine. It's from Alsace. Now, this was bracing. This was solid. This was a slap in the face. It was like Old Spice.
Lime peel, stone, earth. And this was produced biodynamically, so you can feel good while you drink it. And you're going to feel good while you drink it anyway, but
$16.99, I thought, for an Alsatian wine of this quality, that was a very fair price. I enjoyed it a lot. Pinot Blanc is a more interesting wine than I thought.
Yeah, if Pinot Blanc gets dismissed as, you know, not being one of the noble grapes, and I mean, compared to Riesling and Gewürztraminer, it certainly doesn't have the same character, but the soil in Alsace just makes it a beautiful wine.
And some good winemaking doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Excellent. Two nice whites, the 2011 Young from Austria and the 2010 Pinot Blanc from Domaine Les Boches, which is spelled B-O-E with two dots above it, S-C-H, called La Cabine, C-A-B-I-N-E. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
By the way, we are now on WBJC.com. You can actually listen to all the Word on Wine shows. And since I'm not going to be lazy, we'll actually blog them so you can actually see them written down so you don't have to go to the wine merchant and say, how do you spell this?
Very nice, Jonathan.
Oh, you're very kind.